This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's pretty much all I have to say.
Overrun by New Yorkers.
Let's see. Let's go through the list of encouraging prospects for friendship here. Roberto Fasanelli is here on the Good Day program with me. Michelle Jurgen. You know what? That was what I was thinking. That's why I have a problem. It's Michelle Jurgen, but Jurgens.
Maybe we can get them as a sponsor.
Right.
Jurgens, yes.
Jerson on Jurgens. That's very good. I like that, Michelle. It's very clever and creative. Thank you. And then there's Kara Schillen, who's getting a little sassy with me. I'm going to have to take that into consideration as we move forward here. We should actually disrespectful. I'm your elder. You're not supposed to be disrespectful to me, telling me. She sent me some information about a story, and I said, "What's that about?" And she says, "Well, look at the headline." I thought that was...
Read the story. I'm sorry. We only had 30 seconds. I didn't have time to recite the whole story to you.
Okay. All right. So speaking of that, we have been off and on, and I do this with some regularity, look at disdain at some of the things that the news media feeds you, the information tries to sound important, compelling, and relevant, when in fact it isn't. How many people really care at this point about the Malaysian airliner jet that disappeared? Honestly, raise your hand. If you are still interested, this is 2.5 years ago, this thing disappeared, and at the time, it was interesting to speculate, where'd it go? They go into some vast hole in space, nobody can find it. So now, this week, there apparently are not a lot of stories to follow other than the blowing up of things in Brussels and political stuff here. Oh, the Cubans lose their baseball game to the Tampa Bay. What's this? And so what else is there? Let's recycle the Mozambique jet that went down, the 777 or whatever happened to it. So the story from Mozambique, which is on the coast of Africa, they found almost certainly parts from the plane. That's what they said the last time they found a part. It was almost certainly from the plane, and then you never heard anything else about it. So this is a piece found by a teenager. And then there's another. I mean, look at this. Oh, so seriously, now I'm talking about it. Honestly, how does it affect your life? Roberta?
Well, it doesn't directly affect my life, but it certainly is a curiosity. I mean, I'd really like to know what happened to it.
Why?
You know, was it terrorism that blew up the plane?
Yeah, okay.
You know, what was it, structural failure? You know, it's like, okay, maybe that's something that airlines
No, that only happens to
at.
Airbuses. It doesn't happen to Boeing planes.
You know, was it pilot error? Was it pilot suicide? You know, was it aliens abducting the plane?
There you go.
I kind of like to know what happened here, don't you?
No,
I mean,
I don't.
It's kind of curious.
I don't want to know what happened.
I don't obsess over it. But
Michelle, what do you think?
Curious.
Yeah, I'm with Roberta. I don't need to hear every little step of the way. Maybe we found something, maybe we didn't. But if they did find something, I would like to know for the same reasons, curiosity.
Kara?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them, too.
All right. Just a second. This is not going to become the women versus the man. This is not going to be...
I don't see why not. It's 3 versus 1.
All three of you.
Let's do it.
Jennifer is here. It'll be 4. By the way, Jennifer is doing a little bit better, but another week, it would seem, before she comes back around. Her eyes, she's affected by it, and she's worried about it, but I think it's going to come out okay from what I've heard. So those of you who are sending her well wishes her Facebook page. Just look up Jennifer Horn and send her a nice note. That'd be very swell. All right. So anyway, the point is that there is some new information, and the stuff that was discovered along that Mozambique beach almost certainly belongs to the plane. So what's interesting here is how broad the area is. That's what interests me about this. Not really what happened, but the fact that pieces have been found all over the place. I mean, literally, all over the Indian Ocean, that area, parts of the Pacific. It really is quite an interesting reality, but not one for us to get lost in. So there, I paid attention to that. One of the things back home here that's very interesting and important is what happened not only the last Tuesday, but the last four or five Tuesdays, there has been, other than Donald Trump doing well and Ted Cruz doing well, this whole business of voter irregularities and these polling places that aren't operating properly and voter suppression. At what point do we as a mature country get this right? How do we accept the fact that in Arizona, for example, I heard of people in Tucson, they waited in line for 4 or 5 hours and then they couldn't vote. And that is insane. And people, here's Robin, who says people bitching about the length of the lines can very easily sign up for an early ballot. But what happens if you don't want to? That's not the system. The system is you vote where you're supposed to. If you want to do an absentee, fine. But why should that have to be required just because you don't want to? I don't want to stand in line for 4 hours. I wouldn't stand in line at a restaurant for 4 minutes. Never mind 4 hours.
That's going to deter people from voting.
Of course it is, and that's what this is all about. I think that's what it's aimed at doing, frankly. I think there's a huge move in this country to suppress voting on both sides for different reasons. And it's time we took some action. We take note of it and take some action. I wouldn't, if somebody said to me, if I'd been in the line waiting for an hour and I went to the polling place at the right time, according to whatever, and they said you can't vote, I'd stand in line. I'd stay there. You have to arrest me to keep me from being able to vote. And what a great story. Man arrested for waiting in line to vote. Yeah, how bad. I mean, think about that for a second. Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his medical report for the week. The important things that have been coming from the medical journals, we'll overview some of them in a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Quarter past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist. He and I do a weekend program on many of these same stations called Good Day Health. You can join us on Saturday mornings. We do it live from 7 to 9 East Coast time with your questions, 888-55-DR-KEN, or send an email to me, doug@dougsteffens.com or drken@drkenshow.com to get your question answered. All right, so here's we were talking about sleep apnea earlier. I wonder, you have a follow-through on asthma. from the FDA. Is there any relation ever to asthma and apnea, sleep apnea?
Well, apnea is when you stop breathing, and this occurs at night, sleep apnea, and it can lead to a lot of problems, heart disease, stroke, auto accidents. But asthma is when the airways just constrict and you can't get airway in, and you're trying to breathe, but you can't. And more than 22 million people in America, Doug, have asthma, which leads to more than 400,000 hospitalizations annually. And here's the good news, Cinquair. It's one of these really fancy monoclonal antibody high-tech drugs. It's been approved by the FDA to treat severe asthma among adults 18 and older. The drug is used in combination with other medications. It's given by injection every 4 weeks. It's designed to reduce severe asthma attacks by reducing blood levels of eosinophils. These are white blood cells that contribute to asthma, and it's a bio-high-tech drug, and it targets with the immune system to destroy an activity of the body that makes these immune cells, which lead to the whole problem.
Really? All right. Study on the danger of mixing prescription drugs with supplements.
Yes, they have you targeted here, Doug.
And they do. I don't do drugs. You know, regular drug. How often? When's the last time you gave me some drug that I had? How many prescriptions have you given me that would be harmful, because, you know, I have my 30 or so supplements that I take a day.
Well, that's why this is just a little bit of a warning. The Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, that a growing number of older adults are combining multiple prescriptions. Anyone over 60? And over-the-counter medications and supplements in ways that could lead to serious side effects. The most common side effect is increased risk of serious bleeding. For example, people who go on Coumadin and they're on fish oil.
Why would you need to be on both? One accomplishes the same thing as the other, doesn't it?
It's because people don't tell their doctor when they're taking all these supplements, and then the doctor puts you on Coumadin, and the patient's taking fish oil on their own, and they end up having serious bleeding.
All right, here's something you were like. Michelle, what color is your hair?
Yeah.
I guess I forgot.
Light brown.
Light brown. All right, Kara, you have brown hair, right? Dark hair?
No, I actually have, it's like dirty blonde.
Really?
Dirty blonde, yeah.
This is for you, but especially for Roberta, the dumb blonde stereotype.
This is out of Economics Bulletin this month.
You guys got
and it's that. Time to stop the blonde jokes. A new study.
Really?
A new study, I'm not making this up, has discovered that the IQ scores of naturally blonde men and women are just the same as the brunettes, redheads, and people with other natural hair color. The study provides compelling evidence that there should not be any discrimination against blondes based on their intelligence.
Really? The lady that I hang around with has blonde hair, and I was told that I shouldn't talk about that anymore. No more blonde jokes.
You know, I went from blonde to brown because I felt like I needed to be taken more seriously. But then, you know, that same news organization that I told you I worked for earlier,
blondes. Yeah, right.
I'm like, I made a mistake.
Right. Dr. Ken.
The point of this study, they should stop discriminating because there's no difference.
All right, let's talk for a minute about super beats and why Ken thinks, as a cardiologist, this is the cat's meow.
Nobel Prize winning discovery in 1998. The third gas in the body, nitric oxide. The red blood cells have to take that oxygen from head to toe, and before it can get into your blood vessels, it has to spray like a garage door opener the blood vessels to open up with nitric oxide. And this nitric oxide, if it's not continuously manufactured, it's not going to be there, and your body won't be able to receive oxygen from head to toe.
Super Beats gets the blood everywhere in your body, so you'll be healthy the all-natural way. 800-655-4183. All you really have to know is that Dr. Ken recommends using this. 800-655-4183. Get your blood pressure to exactly the place you want it to be and keep it there with Super Beats. 800-655-4183 for a special deal.
Oh. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Top five songs from this week in 1999. See who remembers what here among our group of ladies, Roberta, Michelle, and Kara. Do you remember Sixpence, None the Richer, and Kiss Me? Who remembers this song?
I remember it, but...
But you're getting old, Roberta, so you're not remembering things as well as
you. I don't remember anything, Doug. Who are you?
Yeah. All right. So this is, I think, a one-hit wonder, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think there's
any. Yeah, I think so.
Was there anybody who remembers anything else from this group beside the song Kiss Me?
I think they actually had one other song, but I can't think of what it's called right now.
All right. So we're...
There She Goes. And that was, I'm pretty sure that was in a movie.
There She Goes from Sixpence None the Richer.
I'm reading it for you, but...
Right. English group.
There she goes. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Number four this week in 1999. Along to Mariah Carey. I still believe. I don't remember this one. I remember a lot of her tunes, but this one doesn't ring a bell with me. Anybody else remember this well?
No, I don't remember this one.
No? What about you, Michelle?
No.
Yep, I remember.
Really? Are you a Mariah fan?
I used to be.
What happened?
She's been around forever. When I was younger, I was a big fan.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I've been around for a long time, too. Does that mean I'm irrelevant and you don't pay any attention to me anymore?
No, not at all.
No, it's age relevance. She's been around a long time.
When I was younger, and I was more into developing music, and she was in my childhood.
Right.
Yeah, but I definitely remember this song.
All right, so number four is Mariah Carey's I Still Believe from this week in 1999. Number three belongs to Monica. I think I've lost this one, too. I actually know the song, but I don't remember it was done by Monica. I had a cow once named Monica. She was named for...
Monica's listening. She loves that comparison.
Monica. Well, I had... What I did was, I was trying to be funny, and it was the year of the Lewinsky dress. So the cow, I got a cow, and her name was Monica, and I bought a bull, and I named him Clinton. And so it was a good conversation piece for a year or so. And now maybe not so much. Okay. So that was number three this week. Monica, Angel of Mine from this week, 1999. Number two belongs to Whitney Houston. Actually singing here with Faith Evans and Kelly Price, called Heartbreak Hotel. Anybody remember this one?
I remember this one.
No, wow. Not at all.
Yeah, this is not a memorable week for music till we get to number one. That'll be. So what do you remember? What do you associate this song with, Michelle?
With the one that you're playing now?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like a time. You know, it wasn't one of the more popular ones. I just remember hearing it on the radio.
Right.
But it wasn't anything I've seen.
This is a sucky week for music, in my opinion. This week, 1999. But I do like number one.
Do you believe in love? Yeah, this one I remember.
Yeah. It's a great pop
hit. This is one of the favorites.
Yeah, it's a good dance tune. It's just fun to listen to it, all the electronic gizmos that they use. This was the first, I believe, of a number of songs that she's used this technique. It's called Believe, Share. Crank it up, Kara.
I can feel something inside me say. I really don't think it's strong enough.
Something about this that you can't sit still. And then you think about how wonderfully colorful this woman's career has been. And the fact that she's still there, has all the energy she's ever had. She's as outrageous as you can possibly imagine. And attracts a large audience. I find her quite intriguing, frankly. Cher was number one during this week in 1999.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years, so take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Program. I'm Doug Stephan along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson, and Kara Schillen. McFadden's traveling in New York, and Jennifer is still under the weather. So now we have a different group of people, and if you're wondering, let's see here. Michelle is the new kid on the block. Kara is recently on the block, and Roberta is the old person on the block.
Not the old person.
So here we are, all of us together. The speaking of older people, I note two passings with sadness. Ken Howard, who is one of the really good character actors, both in television and in movies, but I think he's probably more well-known on TV for that show, The White Shadow, amongst many others. He's been the president of SAG-AFTRA for a number of years. I think he was a judge in some movie that I saw recently. He looked awfully, the last 3 or 4 years, looked awfully heavy. And so I'm guessing that may have taken its toll on him. But he was a coach, remember, in that Urban High School basketball show. He's a big guy. I remember seeing him once. He was a basketball player in New York. Was quite a star at Amherst College. He was one of those guys like Edward. He looked the part. He looked like somebody who was sort of Brahmin-y, waspy. Do you know what I mean? Does that sound too much like a caricature? But there was another actor who died last year who used to he played parts like FDR. I can see him. Now I'm trying to remember his name. Edward somebody or other. If that helps, may not help. But, you know, there are actors sort of look sometimes the part that they play. Both men and women, I think, do that. All right. And the passing of Joe Garagiola, 90 years old, one of the great broadcasters, a great television personality. He hosted game shows. He was so affable. He played I think he was in St. Louis his whole career, if I'm not mistaken. Played for 9 seasons and then started doing broadcasting play-by-play. Was so affable, he became part of the Today Show, was on it for almost 30 years. And he was an okay baseball player, but he was a wonderful guy. Just a wonderful... What you saw and sensed from him was what he was. I came across him a couple of times in my career, and he was one of those guys that would go out of their way. He sort of reminds me, in the conventional day we find ourselves, and people that I've come across, and Richie will tell you this, because oftentimes we take a moment when we're talking to these people to talk to them off the air, or there's some way you run across them. And the people who stay in my mind, guys like him and McMahon, I didn't know Joe that well at all. As I say, I only came across him a couple of times, but just as warm as could be. But some the people today that are like that, that you don't expect it. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, exactly the same. Wonderful, warm, genuine. The same with Donny Osmond. Wonderful, warm, genuine. Kiefer Sutherland, whom we've come to know in the last, more recently, last month or so. Very warm, humble, genuine. And people say, well, that seems to be the exception. And you wonder about that. These people, Kiefer and I were talking about this. Here I am talking about like he was my best friend. But we had this conversation when we were talking last week off the air. You know, he's a little fellow, he's a small guy, and yet has a big stature. But he said people are always surprised when they see him how short he is. And he's very humble about whatever is going on around him. But we were talking about how he's always surprised that people take him as somebody other than just another human being because he has notoriety, people recognize him, yada, yada. But, you know, you put your pants on one leg at a time, boys and girls, no matter whether you're famous or not, you got to take a dump every day. Whether you're famous or not, you got to take a shower or whatever. I mean, there's no difference, really, except what you do. You become somebody who is well known, therefore do you deserve more respect or notoriety? I wonder about that.
I've always thought about that too, and it's like you take celebrities to get all this notoriety. Well, what about physicians and what about people who are making huge impacts on people's lives?
People save lives. Right.
Yeah.
We don't do too that much of that here. When's the last time you saved somebody's life, Roberta?
Yesterday.
Really? What'd you do?
I got up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Saved your own life. Good. But you understand what I'm saying. And then, but to speak to this, after talking about Joe Garagiola and Ken Howard, here, all the attention given to guys like Alex Rodriguez, who I think is a cretin. There's nothing about him that I find appealing, intriguing. I think he's just a guy who's lucky to be good at baseball, but as a he's a reprehensible human being. So the big deal today, oh, he's going to retire at the end of 2017. So what? Why is that any more important than the guy who's the conductor on the Amtrak train going to retire in 2017? Mm-hmm. Other than the fact that A-Rod's made $275 million in his last contract, and the guy in Amtrak probably isn't doing quite that well. But, you know, that's what the news media does. It sort of twists and turns things around about people and makes you think they're worth more than they are. And they aren't. Right. They're not any more important or less important than you are. Anyway. Okay. There is a Facebook posting that cost a mother her freedom, and, well, it should have if the report is true. This mother from Missouri was arrested yesterday after there was a photo that was posted on Facebook showing her smoking meth standing next to her six-month-old baby girl.
No. Oh. Now, let me ask you, did she take a selfie or did somebody else take the picture? Oh.
I don't get that. She appears to be lighting up a pipe with her baby lying next to her. I do not believe it's a selfie because she's using both hands in this. Photo posted on Facebook. It was actually on a friend of hers' Facebook page. Her name is Ashley.
Oh, so there's a friend taking
Lewis.
The picture. Wow.
Yeah, it was a friend with friends like her. But that just shows you that they're obviously either under the influence, not that smart to begin with, but, you know, what do? You run in and you take that baby and get her away from her as fast as you can. That's a legitimate use of community power, in my estimation. So, I mean, but you just think about it for a minute. Oof. Ah, it's just gross thinking about using that stuff. Never mind anything else. And by the way, for those of you who don't get the connection, most all of the terrorist organizations in the world, we spend all this time talking about these people in whether it's Daesh, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. Uh-huh. Most of their money comes from illicit operations, and most of that means drugs. Especially the Taliban and Boko Haram are basically trading in the international drug trafficking department. So if you use drugs, and there's a lot of, because they can't sell the oil anymore, the Daesh is doing the same thing with drugs, as they can find them and sell them. And so those of you who use drugs, you're funding terrorism. It's that simple. That direct and that simple. So you want to keep doing that and help destroy people's lives and countries and stuff, help yourself. I think using drugs is about as selfish an act as anybody can engage in. Really.
I agree. And just to go back to that story about the woman who was smoking meth in front of her baby, her friends originally posted the caption, "Please help my friend Ashley Lewis and I stop using meth. We can't even stop with a baby around. We need help."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she knew what she was doing when she posted that. Right. That was a cry for help.
Asking for help. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a poll out today that says the combination of Ted Cruz and John Kasich would beat Clinton, but Trump would not. Guess who did the poll? Amazing! Okay, just want to make sure you're...
Who would have thought?
I'm on that, yes. The Supreme Court headed for a 4-4 split decision on a challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act birth control requirement. Here's a reminder on what this is all about. In case you didn't remember, Obamacare requires employers to cover birth control in their health care plans unless an employer has a religious objection. In that case, Obamacare provides a workaround which lets outside insurance companies pay for birth control. For some, like a group of Christian nonprofits whose case is being heard by the Supreme Court this week, that still goes too far. The employers say the workaround is unfair because it still uses their health plan to carry out something they think is immoral. To which the government says this workaround was supposed to be a good compromise. If a vote by the court ends up being 4-4, the original decision, which sides with the government, will be upheld. First of what could be a lot of split decisions until they get somebody else on the court to replace Justice Scalia. Yeah. So around and around it goes. And in this circumstance, it's really hard, and I feel disqualified, and I think most men ought to disqualify themselves from having this conversation, frankly.
I think it's a good compromise. I think it's a great thing to have, because look, if the companies themselves don't want to do it because it's not within their values, mm-hmm. fine, but yeah. don't deprive your employees of something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. When it comes to men, you don't play the game, you don't make the rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Roberta Facinelli with that. If you don't play the game, you don't make the rules. Capiche?
Agreed.
You got the capiche keys. All right, I think we better pause for a moment here in the action. It's time for me to help you with your hair. If you see a picture of Michelle on her Facebook page, you'll notice she doesn't need much help. Roberta's got a good thick head of hair. Matter of fact, you got a pretty good thick head, but the hair just helps control all of that.
Kind of adds to it, yes.
Kara's got a nice head of hair. So for the ladies who are on this program, this is not necessary. But there are a lot of women in the world who are losing their hair. You've all seen women, and you do a double take. When a guy's bald, it doesn't affect people. They'll think, oh, yeah, he's bald. But you see a woman who has really thin hair. I know somebody very well who has money, and she had her hair, she was losing her hair and losing it a lot. And so she had a weave. I don't know how quite it works. I thought at first it was a wig, but it isn't a wig.
It's a very good one, but it's a weave.
Very expensive, but she has the money to do it, and it looks great. Her hair looks great, but she might not have had to use the wigs or the weaves if she had heard about Provia. before this. Provia is the all-natural hair treatment that cleanses your scalp, cleans out the pores, so the follicles of hair that are lost when you lose your hair. It's, you know, you look down the sink or the shower, there's hair there. Everybody loses their hair. But some people have their hair grow back. You feel the fuzz. Other people don't. And the reason it doesn't, the follicles don't come through the pores in your head is because the pores are all blocked up. And that's where Provia comes in. It strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. Once it comes through and the fuzz is there in 3 or 4 months, you know you've got success while using Provia. So if you want to take care of that thinning hair with a thinning therapy that works A-OK, call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. I've explained how it works. Matter of fact, now what I'm going to do is give you the opportunity to get two for the price of one. Mention my name, Doug Steffen, when you call 800-525-8319 for Provia. You'll get the regular bottle and a bottle of Super Concentrate. For two, you get one. One charge, two bottles. 800-525-8319 works twice as fast, twice as well. And you'll be very happy, I guarantee you. They guarantee if within 3 months you don't feel the fuzz coming back in, get your money back. 800-525-8319 to naturally get your hair back or your money back.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Dear Daddy. Dear Mom. I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the 3K lineup of Michelle, Roberta, and Kara. Okay, so this is, I'm going to leave this to both Roberta and Michelle because the fact that it may soon be illegal to text and walk in New Jersey is something that seems practical, but because many mid-southern states, I suppose, West Coast, there are a lot of independent thinkers, and they don't like the government telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. But if you walk around New Jersey with your nose buried in your smartphone, it looks to me like you're going to end up in jail, if I'm reading this correctly, Roberta.
Oh, yeah. It's a new law that they're proposing that if you walk around texting while you're walking, you can get a $50 fine or up to 15 days in jail or both.
That's crazy. Do you know everybody in New York City would be hauled off
jail.
To jail?
I load up the jails with people walking.
Right. Well, they say that accidents relating to people texting and walking, in other words,
and
being
right.
distracted, that they've jumped like 35% since 2010.
They're right.
And they say people texting when crossing the road are twice as likely to get hit by a car because I guess you're not looking to the left and
right.
to the right the way your mommy and daddy taught you to do when you were small. Look to your left, look to your right, look to your left again, and then cross the street.
Yeah.
But if you're texting, bada bing, bada boom, you get hit by a car.
Right. So I mean, here in Manhattan, you've got driving accidents, you've got walking accidents. I can't tell you how many times I'm walking out of the subway and nobody's looking. Nobody looks
nobody's
up
looking,
anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's on their cell phone.
Nobody talks to each other anymore.
Yeah, nope. Nope.
It's just, all right. Ugh, man.
I all text right. my husband in the same room because I know it's the only way to get his attention.
Thank you. Okay, marriage made in heaven. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The story of Roberta and Tom sitting in a tree, K-A-S-S-I-N-G. She's got the saw. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so no, not really.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy.
Is he wearing a parachute?
No.
No, he wasn't. But that's okay.
Trouble me. Marvin Gaye from the Captain America movie Winter Soldier, a song called Trouble Man. This song was this actually did well in terms of music on the charts, but the movie was number one during this week in 2014, 2 years ago. When was the first, Chuck Curry, our movie man is here. Chucker, when was the first Captain America movie when he was by himself? How long ago was that made?
That was 2 years before that one.
So 2012?
Yeah.
I think...
The second one was an outstanding film. There's two guys who directed that called the Russo Brothers. They're directing the newest one, which was Civil War, and they did such a good job, the studio gave them the Avengers. That's pretty high praise.
All right, so...
Isn't it amazing? All we 90% of what we talk about now is superhero movies.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, the Batman versus Superman thing's coming out this week. There's a lot of attention being given to this. A lot of people say that these comic book characters and the good guys and bad guys. Were you telling us yesterday that the first information out from the critics and it wasn't that favorable toward this movie?
Yeah, we'll give you an example. I would have to think Warner Brothers, the executives, are a little bit nervous. I mean, the Star Wars The Force Awakens, when it opened in December, had, I think, 95% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. RottenTomatoes.com is a site that basically lists 700 critic reviews around the country, all on one site, and they do a rating. So 33% of Batman vs. Superman are positive, and the rest are negative, which, to be honest with you, surprised me, because it was a fan screening in New York City last Saturday night, and the Twitter response was overwhelmingly positive. I mean, people were saying they loved it, great movie, and then the critical embargo was lifted the day before yesterday, and the reviews started to come out, and the majority were negative. I got to be honest, I was pretty surprised. Now, is this going to affect the box office? It will not for the first weekend, and the rest will depend on how the general audience, you know, spreads word of mouth one way or another. My gut feeling, I still think the general audiences are going to dig this film. There'll be enough in it to like it. I hear Ben Affleck's outstanding. I'm going to go see it tonight at 6 o'clock. I'll let you know what I think tomorrow. But the studio, from what I read, with production marketing all intertwined, this movie costs $400 million.
Oh!
So it's going to have to make $1 billion worldwide for them to make money on it, which I still think they'll do it.
Yeah.
But this is a vast universe. They're filming a Wonder Woman movie. Ben Affleck's going to do a solo Batman movie, which is in pre-production. And they've already hired the same director, Zack Snyder, to do their huge Justice League movie, which is going to add more DC comic characters into the fold. So there's an enormous investment here for the studio. So I'd have to believe they're a little nervous with those reviews.
All right, we'll talk in a moment about the boycott by the movie companies of the state of Georgia if a particular controversial law is enacted. Chuck Curry is here with us on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, so the entertainment world, the Disney's, the Marvel, a lot of entertainment companies say they will boycott Georgia if this controversial religious freedom law passes. It's a tough choice for the governor. I'm betting he will not sign it because the religious beliefs are one thing, but the economy is another.
Basically what that means, Disney filmed their last Captain America movie in Georgia. They're currently filming Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What they're basically saying, if that law passes, we're not going to take our production to the state of Georgia, which is a corporation. They certainly have a right to do so.
Of course. I mean, they have a right on both sides. You want to do that stuff, but know what the consequences are. I think that's all they're saying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.